You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
On Brand is brought to you by my new book, Get Scrappy, Smarter Digital Marketing for Businesses Big and Small. Available now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your favorite bookseller. Publishers Weekly calls Get Scrappy a helpful digital marketing Bible. You can read the first chapter, get special digital extras, and learn more now at GetScrappyBook.com.
Welcome to On Brand, a podcast for brand builders by brand builders. Here's your host, Nick Westergaard of Brand Driven Digital.
Hey, brand builders, have we got a show for you? This week's guest is Andy Crestidina. Andy is a co-founder of Orbit Media, an award-winning 35-person web design company in Chicago. Over the past 15 years, Andy has provided web strategy and marketing advice to more than 1,000 businesses. Andy has written hundreds of articles on topics including search optimization, social media, analytics, and content strategy. He is also the author of Content Chemistry, the illustrated handbook for content marketing. Andy, welcome to On Brand.
Thank you for having me, Nick. I'm honored to be here.
Well, it was one of those weeks where, you know, in our opening patter, there was too much good stuff, so we just had to hit record. And to recap the good stuff, it also gives me a great segue to point out that Andy will be dropping all of the smartitude, the aforementioned smartitude, on us at the Social Brand Forum coming up here September 22nd and 23rd in Iowa City. Which, mm-hmm. Andy reminded me, is your old stomping ground, correct?
That's right. It's the Engler Theater, which I know it's been transformed, but been there many times. Iowa City, lived there for 6 years. Still think of myself as an Iowan. Loved that place. It's 4 short hours from where I am now here in Chicago, but I'm a big, big fan, underrated place, Iowa City.
It is a great place. So what do you remember any movies that you saw at the Engler Theater?
It was across the street at the other theater. There was a place called the Astro. Remember that one?
Oh, no. I heard tell of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's where they did like the Rocky Horror Picture Show kind of nights and like other things. The Engler, though, did have some art house type stuff. And I did once see there Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, cult classic.
Classic.
So, all kinds of stuff. I mean, this was in the mid-90s, so everything that I saw a lot of it was that era, but that's the Ped Mall, the Deadwood, Dodge Street, you know, Washington. This is my old hometown. I love it.
You will be just around the corner from the Deadwood, still home to the best Bloody Mary in town. Mm. So I should also say that in addition to dropping your own smarts here, I am heading your way to Chicago for Content Jam, which is August 3rd and 4th, coming right up here as well.
Yeah, honored to have you. See how this works? Now I get your smartitude on our stage. It's going to be a lot of my favorites, almost at the same level of the talent you attract, but we've got Andrew Davis, we've got you, we've got Robert Rose, we've got Art Thalby, Ian Lurie, Justine Jordan, Jessica Best. It's like just a lot of my favorite speakers from all over the country. Very excited.
So many great people there on Brand Podcast, past guests. We have something of a content exchange program going on here. But yeah, I love that you brought up Justine, who was on the podcast, who spoke at the Social Brand Forum last year, because I think, having seen you speak as well, and I don't say that lightly, folks like you and Justine, it's that tricky balance sometimes to be both kind of big level insights, but also some tactical, practical stuff that someone can go back to their desk, sit down and do something differently. And I think that all of us as brand builders today are looking, and that's a big charge. That's not, it's not an easy talk to give.
Yeah. Isn't that the good stuff though? I mean, how many times have you been told tell stories or use data or be empathetic? I mean, what attendees really want and what we're both going to give people a lot of is the takeaways that go do it tomorrow and get better results next week kind of things. That's what people really go for and write down as notes and then go try and get the good feedback on. That's why I go to conferences to learn those things.
Well, and it's interesting too, because like the big stuff, I mean, that's what everybody says. We want you to be really funny, really insightful, but also really some practical stuff that people can go do. And those things that you go do, that's the, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I made him laugh. Great. But that stuff is also easily forgotten too. I think as a speaker and as an event, bringing the speaker there in front of the audience, you add tremendous value when you do, when there are those nuggets that someone can go back. So as you do this a lot, what are the biggest, without giving everything away, because we want everyone to come to all of our conferences, you know, what are some of the biggest areas where you're pointing people to go make some of those immediate changes in what they're doing?
Mm-hmm, sure. Well, I speak on different topics, and they all have practical nuggets in them, I hope. Content strategy, search optimization, analytics. Here's one that kind of overlaps with a lot of those, and this is a specific thing that anybody can do. If you have a little site search box on your website that you put there as a service for visitors to help themselves find what they're looking for, that's nice because people can find what they're looking for, but it's also a listening tool for you as the website owner. If when you test your own search tool and just type in a keyword, look at the address bar. If there's a character that appears in the address bar before the search term you just entered, that character is called the query parameter. Make sure that is put into your Google Analytics in the view settings. Turn site search tracking on and enter that little query parameter. Now you just turned on a report inside your analytics called the site search queries report, and that will now begin to show you every phrase that people search for when they use that search tool on your website. If you're not doing this yet and this is new to you, or hopefully you've got a search tool and this is an option, it's amazing what happens because it will immediately inform your content strategy. You're immediately getting insights from your analytics. You're immediately potentially even tweaking your SEO approach because you just got an idea for maybe a topic that you hadn't written about or a phrase that you hadn't targeted. So it's everything that everyone does on every website is an opportunity for that website owner to listen. That little search box, the site search tool, and that report and analytics is a way to extract some of that data-driven empathy I'm always talking about. It's data-driven empathy. And that's something that if you hadn't yet, go create content on that topic. Or if you had content on that topic that people weren't finding, make it more prominent on your website or just maybe optimize it to rank in your own search tool on your own website. Now, that's a flavor of SEO we can all get behind.
Holy cow. You know, I'm sitting here, you know, scribbling down my show notes and, you know, I've written about a quick 8-step instruction out here on all of this stuff. And that's great because I mean, you talked about an opportunity to listen. And I think that's really where the rubber meets the road on the different types of talks also, because a lot of people will talk about listen more, lots of nodding along. But, I mean, how to actually, like, operationally, and yeah, you get back to your desk, oh, the guy said listen more, so, okay, and then you're on to your next thing, and you're not really doing much differently. Mm-hmm. But in what was probably 5 to 7 minutes worth of work there, you can set up a system that you can check back in on and really start to, I love that concept of data-driven empathy, because I think so much of marketing, so much of branding sits at kind of the axis, the divide of the touchy feely empathy stuff and data.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a bad marketer that just does things based on gut or opinion or preference. It's risky to just do what you think you might like or to assume that you are like your target audience. But of course, empathy is the trick. I mean, everyone says that, and that's one of the, like you said, the heads nod and everyone agrees. Yeah, you know, the speaker reminded me to be empathetic or to listen. But when you apply the data to it, you just validated everything that you thought might be true, or maybe proved it to be untrue, and then we made a decision based on that. Those are the pro marketers. Those are the people that get better results more quickly. Those are the people that can measure whether what they did worked or not. It's a way to, if you're not applying data, then there is a high risk that on your team, it's just sort of like the highest paid opinion wins the argument, right? They call it a hippo, highest paid opinion. But when you apply data and you develop a little culture internally of like looking for answers and making decisions based on evidence, now you're ready to iterate in ways that are both pre-validated and in ways that are both much more testable.
I love that. And there's probably an awkward silence out there as people are listening to, you know, if you're not applying data, the highest paid opinion, because I think that happens, you know, especially. We marketers aren't a super tame bunch or a super unopinionated bunch either. So
no, that's true. I've got tons of opinions. I should never, if you in a meeting with me or in a presentation I give or anywhere, you meet me on the street, I probably shouldn't be giving my opinions. And there are people, though, that are really fun speakers, and they're great keynotes, and they're maybe more style than substance, and they're entertaining, and they're amazing to listen to. But those people are, it's really giving more preference. It's more motivational and it's more entertainment than it is practical, actionable takeaway, sort of breakout room type learnings.
Well, it seems like you can go too far in either direction, right?
True.
You can overload on data from everywhere. But then beyond that, yeah, you're going by your gut and you've got kind of the hippy-dippy stuff too. So finding the real estate at the kind of convergence of that Venn diagram is where more of us need to operate. And I love that idea of data-driven empathy. So that's you did, you know, I was thinking, try to get him talking about some of that really actionable stuff like he does when you see him speak. And you, sir, just accomplished that objective there.
Oh, well, that's the fun part. That's the good stuff.
So, you know, the other thing, you know, as I think about my Andy bullet points, is that you know, beyond that great actionable insight, is every year I put together a roundup post with a lot of experts like yourself, and ask for, you know, what trends you're going to be looking at, and you consistently. I have no, you know, no gold watch to give for length of the trend, but you have consistently provided the longest, best explanation of your trends. So we'll have to link up to those in the show notes. But this year, I really liked what you said, because you talked about, you know, here we are talking about social digital trends, and you talked about live events, and I host a live event. You host a live event. Talk a little bit about why live events are something that marketers should be giving more attention to.
Yeah, I think that there are many formats for content, and text is sort of way over on the left as that kind of the weakest content in some ways. It requires the visitor to do the most work. Reading, people tend not to read on the internet, and we kind of scan through things. Then you can upgrade your format for content to a diagram or an image. Tends to get much more sharing. We're all visual. And then really video is the ultimate online content, because it's a, you know, tone of voice and body language, and you can build a lot of trust that way. But even more powerful than that, what blows them all away, is an in-person format for content. The actual face-to-face. I think of it as a format for content, not unlike this podcast, right? Audio is an amazing format for content. But live events rule the day. And there are studies that show this. There's the annual survey, the Marketing Profs Content Marketing Institute B2B Marketer Survey, that show in-person events are the number one most effective tactic. So this is also not just an opinion. But I would say that it's just people crave live experiences. Every conference that I know of is breaking attendance records. Concert ticket prices are way up for a good reason. People want that authentic experience. People want the networking shortcut and the face-to-face and high-touch, high-value interactions. So it's not that hard to get it into your marketing mix. We have an open house we do every month. It's just called Wine and Web. I've done it for 6 years. Once a month, we open the doors. 35 people come in and we teach marketing. I have guest speakers sometimes. I speak sometimes. It's a fantastic format that, especially in a B2B context, can just give you huge networking and marketing benefits. I'm a big fan of live events.
Yeah, I love that idea too. I've forgotten that you do those wine and web events, because that's you can't beat the wine. Mm-hmm. But people also, you know, that opportunity to kind of further your positioning too. I mean, I can't think of some sort of ad, some sort of online content that, if your goal is to position yourself as an expert in your field, that does it any better than standing at the front of the room. And it is hard to do that in any other format.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's everybody knows, anyone who's ever done any sales knows the value of networking. Well, an event, speaking at an event is just networking on steroids. You're the person who gets to talk to everybody all at once. There's a great, I haven't thought about this or talked about it or written or linked to it or shared it much, but there is a video that I saw. It was actually a speaker's video. Nick, you'll love this. It's done by Blair Enns.
Oh, I know Blair.
Do you? Okay, great.
Yeah.
So on Blair's speaker page, he has a little blurb of him speaking, just promoting himself as a speaker. But what he says is so powerful. He makes the case, and this is read right out of, he's reading his book, The Win Without Pitching Manifesto.
Yeah.
And what he says is, the only differentiator that creative firms have is their expertise. Clients have power because they have choice, and there are so many choices in this industry, right? Web design or branding or, you know, anyone who's in part of an agency or a graphic design firm or whatever you do, if it's creative, there's so many options out there. But the way that you differentiate yourself and stop competing on price and begin to, you know, make the competition irrelevant is expertise. Speaking, which you can get by running your own events, is a fantastic way to get in front of a room and demonstrate expertise in a way that instantly has social proof and instantly, because the room has people in it, and instantly lets you go through a series of, like we said, practical, actionable tips that show that you are an expert. Very powerful.
I love that. I love Blair, too. I had him when I hosted another podcast, about productivity and work, and he if unless he's changed his situation, he's still in the middle of nowhere in Canada.
True. Nick, why am I not surprised? You know everybody. You just know everybody, don't you? Is there I could go down my list. You could just scan through LinkedIn and just check them all off. There's like a I'm like a little circle inside the Nick Westergaard Venn diagram, because you have the biggest network of anybody I know in this business.
Well, I know people, but Blair is a deep cut. He and I've been to his workshop, and just those of us that also consult. I mean, being branding focused, we don't often talk about the work of consulting and running a firm. But a quick plug to Blair, to the Win Without Pitching Manifesto. So much smart stuff there that anybody that is wanting to run a smart shop like Andy's should definitely look into as well.
Deep cut. I like that.
A deep cut. Yeah. That's how you really know someone's network. Do you know Blair Enns?
That's the test. You know Blair? That's a deep cut. You know Blair.
Yeah, and the Win Without Pitching Manifesto, we'll link up to that as well here too, because that is I love great short little reads. You know, too much content is too much. I think I tied myself in a word knot there, saying too much content is too much. But too much content is too long, I think, and a great little concise manifesto like that. People should look at. So you gave us one hack. You remind us about live events. What else are we as brand builders, as marketers, not thinking about enough?
You know, I was recording my own little podcast. It's called Content Matters. Barry Feldman and I do it. And one of the tips that I gave was, works for speakers, works for authors, works for anybody. If you do something in front of a group or together with someone else, or you wrote something that gets mentioned online, we need to put social proof on our pages. You should never make a web page without some evidence on it, as in like a testimonial. Make sure that you're adding evidence to marketing claims whenever possible. Don't have a testimonials page, because people don't visit those. Make every page a testimonials page. I've said that before, and it's counterintuitive, but definitely you should not have a testimonials page on most websites. I think they should be everywhere. But one place you can get them, and here's the marketing hack, it's embedded tweets. There's so much good stuff flowing through. Yeah. So I was talking to someone recently. I said, can you review my new speaker's website? I made this site and I need to put some, you know, give me a quote. It could go here. And I said, you know, you should have quotes on all these other pages. He's like, yeah, but they're hard to get. I'm like, hold on a minute. Take a look. Look at this stream. See that? Those are all testimonials. And just those, click those three dots, go to embed tweet, copy and paste the code, and you've got it's in context. It looks great. It's adding social proof, therefore good for the conversion rate. You can mine social streams as a way to find the good stuff, whether you reach out and ask for something more personal or you just embed the post or tweet. But make sure you've got social proof everywhere and consider using social media as a source for that if you have trouble finding it otherwise.
That's great. I love the embedded tweets. John Michael Morgan does that on his speaking site as well. But that's so, you know, I love what you said too. If anybody, it's another one of those great steps that you can take. You know, if you do get a nice positive mention, a mm-hmm. review somewhere, you know, we don't do enough with that stuff. You know, mm-hmm. I know even with the book just coming out, there's all this stuff, and I'm like, oh yeah, put that into the machine, make a thing out of it. You know, mm-hmm. you don't just kind of throw the confetti, and it's this, yay, I got one, ding the bell, mm-hmm. and get back to it. You know, I always talk about, you got to make some hay out of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's golden. It's valuable. Don't just let it flow past. We should all condition ourselves. This is one of the many little circuits that we need to install in our brains that kind of clicks when something happens. That's one of those where it automatically needs to go in the good file, right? You should have a folder in your inbox, in your email for this too. Any time that you get an email that says something positive about what you did, if nothing else, put it in that folder. When you're making a new page or you're working on optimizing your site or you're buffing out the rough spots or seeing where people are leaving or where there's weakness, go look in the good file, find something that's in context, reach out to the person and have them rewrite it if you need to, or just ask for permission, or get that on your website. If it's about you personally, someone says, hey, great, that was amazing, thanks so much for helping me. A quick response saying, would you mind copying and pasting this into LinkedIn as a recommendation for me, and give them the link right there to help them get there quick? That way that stuff sticks around. It doesn't have any longevity or any legs at all if you just let it flow past in an email inbox or a social stream.
Well, and that is another great tip. Great tip show. And speaking of the testimonials, I will give you one. When we started the show and you said, I've got to jump off in 25 minutes, it's a little bit of a shorter episode, but my Andy Crestedina testimonial is, a shorter show with you as the guest, I think, is still going to equate to more actionable takeaways for our audience. So some great stuff in here. But as we start to wrap up, I always ask for a brand that has made you smile recently.
Oh, I love this question. I knew you'd ask. I've got to say Quora. I can't help it. It's the best email I get all day. Every morning I get the email from Quora, and it's just the list of questions and answers and the the degree to which people go to put amazing things on Quora. It's just incredible. I don't know what I did to personalize it based on my interest, but I get just hilarious things all the time through that email digest. Also a great tool for learning. I mean, it makes me smile every day, but I also go there to find those deep cuts, to find lots of answers to, you know, it's not just great for browsing, but great for searching, great for interacting, great for networking. I'm a big, big fan of Quora, and if people aren't there yet, I recommend checking it out. It's a great network.
Awesome. And finally, where should we point people to learn more about who you are and what you do?
Well, the blog, I guess, would be orbitmedia.com/blog. The newsletter is only every 2 weeks, so it's not overwhelming. I'm just barely keeping up with it. I've got a new baby, so a lot going on. And the book you mentioned, Content Chemistry, you can find it wherever you find books, the Illustrated Handbook for Content Marketing, or at the Engler Theater at Social Brand Forum. You can find me in Iowa City. That's where to look for me.
Awesome. Well, we will link up to all of that in our show notes. Andy, thank you for joining us on Brand.
My pleasure.
And as a reminder, before we head out, I always like to flip the microphone around to our community. Big shout out to my friends at Marketo. We have a webinar coming up. You can find a link to that in the show notes as well. Webinar this Thursday. Please sign up for free and you can get scrappy. Last but not least, you can find links to everything that we talked about over at branddrivendigital.com. You can subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, and RSS. Speaking of iTunes, if you like what you're hearing, head over there, help a podcaster out, give us a quick rating, review, help others find the show. And finally, On Brand is brought to you by the Social Brand Forum. This premier digital marketing experience takes place September 22nd and 23rd in beautiful Iowa City, Iowa. Learn from experts like Andy, Jay Bear, Joe Polizzi, and Ginny Dietrich right here in the heart of the heartland. Listeners get the best rate when they use the promo code ONBRAND at socialbrandforum.com. Until next week, I'm Nick Westergaard, and I'll see you on the internet.
This has been the On Brand Podcast, presented by Brand Driven Digital. For show notes, links, and more, go to onbrandpodcast.com. Remember, you can subscribe to the show and leave a rating and review at iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.